Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday to you out there. Re our conversation last week. Let's start with a few moments of this.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you.
I was going to play the whole song because it's so short. It's only 2 minutes, but, you know, the attention spans these days. That was White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. And last week we were talking about getting to the end, the final feed your end. Maybe I should have played it. I'll play the rest of it for you at the end. So, yeah, balancing the voice and all the energies that are coming forward and anything else that you're doing, any kind of yoga or pharmaceuticals or natural herbs, anything you're doing is going to either make you 10 feet tall or small. So, welcome to Spirit Therapy. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today we are talking about balance for you. A lot of my friends said, what does that mean, balance for you? Well, balance for you is going to be different than balance for me. And I'll talk about the balance for me so that maybe you can find more of your balance. And do I feel completely balanced today? No, not really. So why are you doing the show, Nicole? Well, because I think it's important to look at when we don't feel 100% and we don't feel completely balanced, what do? Are we going to run from it and go, oh, I can't do this? No, no, no. How do I talk to the people about balance when I don't feel 100% in charge of balance? Well, you can wait for that day, and that day comes. It always does. But the unbalanced days come just as much. So, and I think it's just part of the symptoms of what's happening today. There's new energy. There's new government and world movements. There's people waking up and protests happening, and people are going, no, not this anymore. So besides our daily lives of feeding ourselves, sleeping, hanging out with other humans, and working. So how do we balance all of this? I think the first part is to acknowledge the fact that we may not feel always balanced, and that's okay. It's part of that disequilibrium that we feel as humans when we're learning something new. I've talked about it in a past show, the idea that you got to make a new box when something new comes. So you have that moment of, what is that? What do you do at that moment? So if you're looking at the planets, I find the planets definitely help. It helps to paint a picture of where we're at. We all know that I love the Tom Lesher and the Pele Report. You can find him on YouTube and on his website, newastrologyparadigm.com. One of his suggestions for balance this past week was to do something every hour for each sign of the zodiac, which I found pretty interesting. I think it may be a little extreme. I mean, unless you're that kind of kinetic, constantly needing a different thing, maybe, you know, good for if you've been labeled attention deficit disorder or hypertension or can't keep your mind in one place or focus for too long, well then maybe this hour, each hour for the zodiac sign would be helpful to you. I'll read them out because I think it's a really good measure to have. And, you know, even if you do one a day or three, you know, once again, balance for you, however that is for you. So here's the first example. It's from Tom Lesher. Aries is about I desire, I want, going for it, doing it. I'm doing this, I'm doing. I think that's an important balance with doing what we want to do and doing what we have to do and getting it all done in a joyous manner, especially even cleaning. Maybe I'll interject some of these examples while we go through. Cleaning. I was terrible at cleaning. And why? Because my mother always did all the cleaning, so I didn't have to. And, you know, not really necessarily my nature. I had to learn organizing stuff and all of that. So how do you make it fun when you don't want to do it? Well, to make it some sort of ritual. Make it not in a, you know, I got to go to church or some sort of lecture, but to make it something that you know, okay, this is dirty right now, and I want to make it clean, and to feel the feeling of what clean feels like, and how sparkly and uplifting and joyful it is to look at something, especially that you've cleaned. I mean, I used to have someone come in and clean for me, and it was great because, you know, it kept it going, whatever. But I find that there's a great amount of pleasure that you can get from cleaning, doing the cleaning yourself. And again, doing it with your spirit intact, having all of you enjoy this process. And it seems to go much faster and also metaphysically. They say it's a great thing if you want to start something new or make some room for something to come, to clean out the old, make room for it. So while we're cleaning, we're also cleaning ourselves. It can be a mental process. So that's one of the things that we do that, you know, maybe can be done in a more balanced way. Taurus is receiving. Feel good in your body. Feel good in your home. Feel good with the money that you have. I think of this as gratitude. Gratitude, always a good idea. So we have Gemini, find out what's going on, study. Cancer, the home, my needs, going inward. Leo is expansion, self-expression, create something new, do something new. I just want to do something new right now, or while even just as simple as walking in a direction that you've never walked in before, or walking, you know, without a direction. Maybe you've never done that before. That's a fun thing for your brain. Virgo, contribute something, giving it away, creating something with the Leo and then giving it away with what's your service to others? Libra, partnership and balance. Scorpio, surrendering to union, the deeper levels, exploring the no fear. That's interesting. I think that's really great for balance. That's part of the mental balance that I wanted to talk about of, all right, let's look at what we're thinking. Are we thinking about what we do want? Or are we thinking about what we don't want? And what are we afraid of? So to take an hour and go into what am I afraid of and why am I so afraid of this and is it really or have I made this whole story in my head because, you know, I'm a creator, so I can make up, spin all kinds of tales. Interesting to look at the fear, huh? Because usually, always really, when you really look at the fear, it's never as big as you thought it was going to be. Never. And it's never as grand as that story that you're telling. You go, oh, you're just a pebble. So Scorpio, I think of as the deep ocean. So going into those deeper levels and letting your brain tell you what's going on down there. You know, relax a minute for your brain to just go, yeah, these are also floating around in the depths of your soul or your mind. So, oh, hi, Gia. How's it going? She said, oh, it's flipping Monday again. Lost track completely. Isn't that funny? You're about the ninth person to say that in the last week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week, my friends were like, I thought, what? It's Wednesday already? It's Tuesday? Wait a minute. It's not Monday. What day is it? Monday? No, it's Friday. That's what my roommate said. Is today Monday? No, it's Friday. Like, couldn't be more off. He just looked at me like, oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I think time is, they say that time sped up, went very, very fast last year, and this year it's supposed to start to slow down. That's from later on. I'll play a recording, a new recording that I found from this lady that channels the Palladian. Introduced them to the show. So she was talking about how all of you said, oh, in 2013, the year went so fast. It flew so fast. And she said, well, because it did. It literally, it was like this, I don't remember how she put it, but to me it feels like sort of like a hiccup, like we went through some sort of like wormhole and time was distorted and just la, 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 la. And then we get through it into 2014. And then she said, now you'll see the time will start to be a little more manageable, like it'll slow down. You know, I think it also has to do with our consciousness and paying attention to things, like remembering to take the moments to chill out and look at what's happening, look at the flowers, look at, you know, just like, whose is that? The Taurus, the receiving, feeling good in your money, feeling good in your home, appreciating everything that feels good, your sheets, your couch, whatever. So yeah, and then to finish the list, we're doing a list from Tom about the doing something each hour for the astrology, down to Capricorn, duty, responsibility, but taking new beliefs and bringing them forward in integrity, standing like the goat on top of the mountain. The goat is the Capricorn, so this sense of duty and responsibility. I think this is a huge thing with balance. Huge. Because a lot of us feel a lot of duty and responsibility, not only to ourselves, our community, our family, but also the world at large. Like, you know, what's going on, guys? Let's get it together. So, you know, that embracing the strength that we have to communicate with each other through Facebook and posting things that help people to understand what's going on, as well as making time to put down your devices and whatever it is that you're working on and have time to chillax with your family and your friends. So that Capricorn duty responsibility, but taking in new beliefs, going, okay, this is enough for me to do. I do not need to do this, beat each donkey to the ground, right? Right? So, and then, well, I want to say this in case I forget. I think of balance as not a tightrope, but it's a road. And the road can be as large as you want. It can be a highway. It can be a trail. But there's got to be some wiggle room. It can't just be a tight wire, because then it's like some kind of Nazism, just like too trying to be too perfect and too right in the middle. And that's not really balance. I think that's rigidity. You might be in the right spot, but, you know, why are you walking funny? Like, you got to pull up your ass, right? I mean, really. So to have the road to be able to wiggle around, and some of us, again, balance for you, some of us enjoy a wider road than others. Some, the road, when it's too wide, it doesn't feel like balance. You feel like you're sort of skidding, you know, around the corner, just too far. But some of us really like, you know, an 8-lane highway to be able to go wherever you need to go, and maybe even dip a little bit into, you know, the shoulder or the other on-ramp. So again, you know, but all of that is you being in balance. And then you know when you're off-roading, because your internal guidance system and emotions tell you, I don't really like this. You kind of get that just get, you know, to wake you up when you're driving. I think those are such a great way of just making some noise. It's like some sort of alarm clock just like built into the highway. Thought that was pretty smart. But anyway, you have that built in as well, and it's just as smart, if not more. And like, the more off-road you go, the more, you know, confused you can get. But what we were talking about last week of Abraham's Born to Serve Yourself, you know, if you can't follow your bliss, then follow your frustration, follow your anger, follow your revenge, which again, I found shocking, but at least you're doing something and you're pushing yourself towards something. And apparently we like to go into the depths of the deep, dark, sometimes hell, or just the difficult bramble way, just to woo, swing it back around for victory. So, let's see. Gia's typing a lot. Let's see what's happening. Oh, wow. Gia went walking on the Bright Star Trail. What a great name. No lie, this morning, right down the road. I'll post pictures. Great. You're doing your Fred Flintstone rap. That's great. Yeah, wow. I mean, the trail is so interesting because, you know, it's not straight. Again, some like to wind, you know, maybe it's not a big road, but it's a windy trail. Others like it's straight and narrow, but that's all right. I think that's part of us understanding what our balance is. So I think a lot of things, you know, make a mistake to say, well, you know, if you want to lose weight, you need to do this, you know, balance this protein with this and this amount of calories, or, you know, you gotta burn off more than you put in. I don't think that's really true. I think that's all about what your belief system is. Really. I mean, because there are plenty of skinny people out there that can eat whatever they want. And why? Because they've always been skinny. It's all they know. So they believe, they know that this is what happens. I can eat all of this and nothing will happen. Whereas someone who struggled with their weight thinks everything is going to make them fat. Potentially. I mean, and then what happens? Well, a lot of times it does. Or you stay where you are. Or, you know, you have to subscribe to those, you know, eat this and you can't and you must. Those are always such a chafe. Such a chafe. I mean, I think it's good. Maybe we all have to start there. Maybe we have to start with, you know, oh, I should do this. Well, I, you know, my doctor said I must, which, you know, I don't know. What do you say? That's more important. The doctors don't know or shouldn't know more about your body than you do, because hello, who's living in it? Find out about what you are, you know. So yeah, to make things not a chafe, I think is a big topic in balance. And how do you make it fun for you? I'll tell you what with my workout. I mean, I've been working out a lot ever since I moved to New York, going to acting school. You know, it's all about your body. And all right, so I took dance lessons through my childhood, and so all right, I've been active enough, but you know, sometimes, and also when you're a light worker, I think, and especially a woman, I mean, I'm sure it affects men too, but a lot of times, and especially over these last couple of years, a lot of us have put on some weight, I think, for grounding. You know, it's a lot of energy. And if you're open to all of this energy, how do you keep your feet on the ground while we learn how to keep our feet on the ground? I mean, physical weight is helpful. My friend went to a psychic fair, and her daughter and her were marveling at how many of the witches were overweight. I mean, overweight, we call it over average weight. How about that? So, you know, and that's exactly what she said to her daughter. She was like, well, Maggie, some of us, you know, need bigger anchors than others. So, Gia says fluffy. Exactly. Fluffy. You know, again, it depends on how you look at it. What are you telling yourself? Are you going, oh, wow, I'm so heavy? Well, then it's going to feel heavy. Your knees are going to feel the heavy and all of this. But, you know, we've seen plenty of graceful people that are large and very comfortable with it. So I think it's more about getting to a comfortable place. Well, and here's one of the hints that I stumbled upon, thank God, is, you know, I was pushing myself to go to the gym because, you know, sitting a lot, doing a lot of research, that's what's happening right now. So, all right, more gym, let's go. So I pushed myself, but I eventually got to where I don't go for what it's going to, how much weight I'm going to lose, or, you know, I need to shed pounds. I'm going to move my body around and to feel the feeling of what my body can do and to try out new things. I mean, it doesn't matter how many, you know, you always have a finite amount of machines, dumbbells, lifting, whatevers, but you can do so much with a pole or two weights, or even just some space to find out how your body moves around. And I find the more creative I am, the more quickly my body responds. And, you know, there is such a thing as muscle memory. That's helpful. But I think when you do things, when you find those in-between muscle places, that's when it goes, oh, I've never done this before. So it springs into action. And then it's more pleasing to go back and, again, not to put the pressure of, oh, I have to go to lose weight, or I'm going, you know, if I'm not 10 pounds lighter when I come out of here, then this sucks. I've said that. So how do you find something that you can do with yourself, for example, physically, that is pleasing to you? And again, is on that high-flying vibration, more on I want to than I have to. How about that? All right, we have emotional balance, mental balance. Let's talk about emotional balance for a second. So besides our internal guidance system, then we also have the love, right? I mean, the love is the most powerful thing. If you've been working with love for a while, I'm sure you've found that love is extremely powerful. And if you've fallen in love, I wish we could call it something different than falling. I know I'm not the first person to talk about the falling. You know, we fall into, it already sets us up for falling. But when we find ourselves in love, how about that? You know, it's a whole nother set of emotions. It's a whole nother energy that has now, in some cases, it feels like invaded your body. So how do you could do all the balancing in the world, but if you're not sure how to balance yourself when that happens, you know, it can rock your whole shit. So what do you do, Nicole? Well, what do you do? I find that writing in your journal, at least to get, I just feel like this is such a girl thing to say, but I would love to see some men write some journals and see what you say. You know, write a male journal. You don't have to write a female journal.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, when you're feeling this, write it out a little bit. Like, get the conversation out of your head and out of your body that feels all these things right now. That's helpful. And I think also it's giving you more energy. So to spread that around, you know, maybe do more physical exercise, but also, you know, do everything when you're feeling in love, do everything in a love vibration, but not necessarily a love for this person always or only. More also a love for yourself. Realize that it feels so good to be in love. That's really what we should be cultivating in ourselves, is this feeling of it is, it's extreme love. I mean, again, the recording that that I'm going to play, sorry, sometimes I'm reading what, keeping journals for more than 20 years. Yeah, I mean, a lot of women do. I'd be interested to see, you know, what happens if men start doing it, because, you know, that is part of the balance too, balancing the male and the female sides. And, you know, maybe we both need to do a little bit of the other's activities to get in touch with that other side. So, I get it. Chicken scratch decipherer needed. I think a lot of us have that. But that's good, you know. I mean, it can keep it somewhat private, because even if somebody runs into it, they're just like, she felt the who with the hose of the what? You're like, exactly, bitch. This shit is not for you. But anyway. What was I saying? The love and to get into the heart chakra. I mean, we talked about it again last week. Barbara Marciniak is going to talk a little bit about she mentions the heart chakra too. Well, it's the Palladians, you know, talking through her, but whatever, same message. I think this is helpful. However the love is coming into your life right now, be it in love, you know, a new attraction that you have to someone, to something, about a project, about your children, about yourself, anything that you can feel that ooh. And to allow that to do all that it can do in that heart chakra, because it's apparently all about opening up the heart chakra right now, getting out of that base chakra, that survival mode that humankind has been in for a long time, and into this feeling, this solar plexus. My father used to tell me that, you know, do you know why dancers look good their entire life? It's because they spend all that time stretching open that solar plexus right in the middle, right where your breastplate is, and keeping that open. There's an opening there that, and it's the, you know, solar plexus chakra, heart chakra. That's our vitality. So, you know, also helpful to not have to go to the doctor and not have all kinds of things, to open that up, find the love for ourselves. Realize that we can do all the healing that we need to do. We just forgot. I mean, there is no reason to get sick except for to tell you yourself something, really. But of course, you know, we're learning and we're in year one, basically. So So when things happen in our body, what happens? We go into why? What's going on? What is this? Oh, my goodness. You know, depends on how much work you've done, on how far you go into, oh, freak out. I'm a freak out. Even though it's brick house, that's what I thought it used to be. I'm a freak out. You know, but then to come back and go, okay, what is this telling me about what's happening? Where does it hurt? What does it feel like? Louise L. Hay, Heal Your Body. She's got just, you know, it's basically one or two sentences that you need to know what's going on. Your lower back hurts. Well, are you worried about money? Your upper shoulders hurt. Do you feel like you're carrying everything for everyone? Or some sort of, you know, duty responsibility? Are you a Capricorn? So, or are you just sitting at the computer too long and you need to switch it up? You need to do some sort of counteractive balance to help that out. You know, your body's telling you something. So anyway, heart chakra. Gia talks herself out of sickness. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, realize it's part of the programming, really. You know, oh, and then you need us and you need to pay us and come to us, and so, you know, we'll kind of patch you up, but not really in any kind of definite way. We'll just string you along and, you know, and take a lot of money. I mean, who's signing up for that wants to feel good? I mean, it's just innately ridiculous. But of course, you know, we all got to do what we got to do, and sometimes you just need a doctor, and then great, you know, go to one that's a little holistic or at least has some good vibes. You know, I went to one doctor here that just, oh my God, I was like, you are, but I'm so glad I got this visual because now I know what the crappy doctor looks like. I was like, oh my God, you're so full of fear. He even at one point said to me, so what were we talking about that was wrong? I was like, what? We weren't talking about anything that was wrong. He was like, and then continued to look. I was just like, wow, dude, never again. And you know, his name was Dr. Worth. Dr. Worth is worthless. It wasn't spelled Worth, though. It was with an I. I mean, you know, I thought he was pretty crappy. But anyway, healing yourself and also getting in touch with yourself. That's really part of it. Which I think goes right along with the mental balance. The mental balance, you know, your body's doing what it's doing. It's reacting to what's happening in your mind. So, you know, are we focused on what we want or not, or what we don't want? Are we focused on worry or on feeling good about something? So, you know... It's interesting to watch these affirmations evolve as we work with them, because you really start to see what the vibration is that you're on and how it feels. You know, take once again money. You know, we're all thinking whatever we're thinking about money. And when you have a good thought about, you know, there is no such thing as a shortage or not enough time and not enough money. I mean, that's one of the Abraham money in the law of attraction cards. You know, it's whatever you want. You just have to stay in your well-being, as well as, you know, thank you for this money that I do have. Such a wonderful feeling, more than the discomfort. But I think, you know, those are going to happen and they're going to throw us off. I mean, that's part of the learning. So what do you do when you get in there is really what all of this work is all about. You know, you practice in the dojo and then you see what happens when you confront who's a what's it and so, and that happened and anything that comes your way. And then you go, oh, okay, you know, metaphysically, my right jab was good, but, you know, my left hook could use a little work. You know, that was one of the things that Tom said as well is, you know, don't make it a struggle. Make it a dance right now because we're in very fast cars, driving very fast, and you know what can happen. But, you know, it's your road, so you're getting to know the vehicle. We're getting to know what's happening. How about that? So why don't I take a little break from talking, and let's listen to Barb Marciniak. So I was looking for different teachers. You know, I love the Alan Watts and the Bashar and the Abraham, Tom Lesher. But I was like, what else do we have? And so I did a little, I don't even really remember how I found it, but it came through and very interesting. You know, the Palladians are known as being the ones that are very close and have been contacting us for years and are our loving brothers and sisters who are on a different dimension who, you know, are helping us facilitate what's happening. So, so the Palladians talking about, I called it balance. It's about an hour and something, the recording, but here you go. Here's, about 9 minutes.
Be cognizant of the kinds of frequencies that you surround yourself with, physical, electromagnetic, friends, family, all of this. Don't lose your way. Be dedicated to do the work. It's fun to goof off now and again. What did you call it? Sloth?
Sloth.
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 One of the seven deadly sins.
Well, let's say every one of those seven deadly sins can be fun for an hour or two. Not lying and cheating, but
no,
a little gluttony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a jealousy is not a good one either.
No.
So, but again, as long as you don't stay stuck, keep your frequency high. Don't lose your way. There will be distractions. All people are being distracted now to see if you will pass the test. Stay true to your soul's mission. We have offered you many clues to who you are. You are now more, let's say, walking the journey by yourselves to see what you are worth. Can you manage these frequencies? Of course, things have changed, and our deliveries and where and what and how will always be available for you. We are always, let's say, seeking good, solid students, and there are always, let's say, new minds that are awakening. But the journey grows more complex. At the same time, there is a greater simplicity that is coming to your lives, a greater empowerment, a greater purpose. Do not lose heart, please. The new era is all about utilizing the heart chakra. Sometimes you know you have a heart chakra when it is wounded. Who has a question for us?
This is George. I just wanted to say that, you know, it's still ringing kind of in my head, the staying conscious, because Neptune's in Pisces, especially too right now in this whole transition. And so the ironic thing is it seems like part of staying conscious, or the key to staying conscious, is keeping your imagination intact, keeping your I'm imagining, I'm sensing, I'm feeling, I'm becoming more aware, because, you know, there's so many distractions and so many things that people, their imaginations, they become just worried. They're always worried. They're imagining the worst will happen.
Well, if you think about the absconding of the imagination through smartphones and every manner of electronic device.
Entertainment.
Yes, they are bombarding everyone with so much detail, and they are taking up every moment of a person's possible imagining. And then when that person is not imagining with the machine, they may be eating their food but still imagining with the machine. And then they collapse and they take a shower and they go into dream state. And so there's very little time for the imagination to, let's say hello, play around with you. Remember the movie Peter Pan?
Yes. Yes.
And in Peter Pan, there were the children, yes,
mm-hmm.
Wendy, etc. And then there was Peter, who came flying in. And he never grew old because he came from Never Neverland. And then he had an accompaniment called Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The fairy.
Yes. And so Tinkerbell was here, there, and everywhere, and buzzing around. And Tinkerbell stimulated the imagination of the children. You don't make room for Tinkerbells anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have said to you over the years, sit down for a few moments, watch the squirrels jump around, watch the birds tweet. In other words, watch nature move. Tinkerbell sort of represented the spontaneity of nature moving here and there. You couldn't predict where Tinkerbell was going to move.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict where nature is going to move. And when you allow your eyes to take in the enjoyment of the snowflakes falling, the leaves tumbling down, the birds coming on their migratory routes, the squirrels looking for nuts or invading the bird feeder, winter's season, the drifts coming up of snow.
Patterns of the clouds.
Yes, exactly. These are the spontaneous aspects of nature that have their own Tinkerbell pattern. When your eyes take this in, it builds new neural pathways. It strengthens what's there. It strengthens what it is to be human. When you don't make time for this, there's no time for the imagination to then receive its own creativity based on these new or refreshed neural networks. The machines do not refresh your neural networks. They close them down into one or two lane highways.
They babysit them.
Not even babysit them. They really limit them. This is the crisis in the human revolution of the mind. It is this that will stimulate anger, and it is this that some of the globalists want. They want people to be out there angry and acting barbaric, because then they will have every reason.
This is Sue.
To lock you down. Yes, Sue.
This reminds me of something that someone pointed out to me. It's called a knockout game.
Oh, yes. Where they are simply going and hitting people, and it's an epidemic of sorts. It's being blown up bigger than it is.
In the larger cities.
Yes, it is a sort of part of the racial tension, and you are going to see more violence over the next number of years. That's why each of you that has been trained in grounding, dropping a grounding cord, strengthening your auric field, right to left to right, back to front to back, that nice glow of solid energy, and then opening the heart chakra to raise your own vibration and the vibration of humanity. You may not always know what you're doing, but you will learn along the way. As we've always said, you are here to witness some very difficult challenges that humanity is poised to go through. And again, staying conscious, saying, is this what I want to do? Is this how I want to use my time? Is this who I want to hang out with? Is this the level of conversation I want to deal with? Is this diminishing or augmenting the power or the agreement of my soul's journey here on earth? And again, you can goof off now and again and give a little away. But don't lose your way, any of you. Because, well, there's lots of time to do it over and over and over again. And the gift of this era and the post-nano world is to get it right and do it right. To liberate not only your soul, but to liberate humanity's belief system in the tyranny of manipulation, of worship, of adoration, of governance that has come down through these Anunnaki visitors. This is the tyranny you must overcome. You will not fight them or bomb them or destroy them. You simply stop believing in them. You'll stop putting your faith and your money, your time, your your hope, your prayers into them. They've disguised themselves in every manner of being. They are not the only players in the game. There's lots of deceit out there, and as you've said, George, Neptune in Pisces, 12, 13 more years. If you live that long, those of you who shall, and many of you will, you will become experts in sniffing out lies and deceits, because you will be fleeced over and over again by your own projections of what you want to think something is versus what it is. To be one, be cognizant.
All right. Yeah. So there you go. I like her voice, and I heard an interview with the woman Barbara not channeling, and her voice is very different. Like, her cadence is different. I find this channeling so fascinating, and you know, you use your own discernment with any teacher. I enjoy not discriminating against how a teacher is going to come. All right, you're you talking through you? Cool, man. You know, it's much easier to hear it from somebody's mouth, you know. But the message makes sense to you, or it doesn't make sense to you. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. So let's talk a little bit about what she said, the staying conscious and the Tinkerbell. I think making room for that spontaneity of even moment to moment, following your bliss, your impulse, your instinct. Ooh, what's that? You know, having that childlike wonder about the world. You may not have it all the time, but do you need it all the time? No. But just to have that neuro pathway active and present. Awesome. Pretty awesome. And also, when you follow your instincts moment to moment, you know, what is really going to make me happy right now, even in the simplest of things, you know, let's say you have a day off. Well, what do you do with it? You watch something you like, and then eat something good, and sing and dance to your music, and do a little meditation, go for a walk, you know, talk to a friend. I think any time that we have that is ours, when we milk that and we give thanks for that, then the universe knows that you want more of that. And whether you love your job or not, you still need that time to turn off. I mean, we have sleep cycles for a reason, because there's only so much our consciousness, you know, wants to do at a time. I think we sleep so that we can go to the other side and sort of report back. But from this perspective, we just see it as dreams or wacky images or, you know, people talking to me. I don't know what they're saying. I can relate to every one of those. I don't know about you. But you know, I mean, you understand your dreams or you don't. I think it's just something that your consciousness likes to do, you know. So if you want to get in touch with yourself and the balancing of yourself, finding what your consciousness is really telling you and understanding, you know, what's a craving? Why am I having this craving? And if your instincts are always going towards the same direction, then why are they going in that direction? It may be a good direction. I mean, nothing's good or bad. It's just a matter of if it makes you feel good or not. You know, like some people, and I used to feel this way too, I felt like, well, if I relax too much, then I would never get up again. And that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, you're going to get up again, because eventually just sitting there is not going to feel good. So you may prolong it, but eventually you're going to go, all right, enough with this. Let's do something. You know, it's just part of being conscious. You know, of course, again, unless you're clinically depressed or whatever, but if you are, you're probably not listening to this show either. So, you know, you can have a private therapy session for that. You know, that's a whole nother ball of wax. That's really just like getting you up and out of this basket of God knows what that you fell into, you know, or put yourself in, really. So, but anyway, but, you know, to be able to allow yourself, you know, there's been a lot of control. It's funny. Gia just said, what do you think about the Anunnaki, Nicole? Well, she only really got this concept in the past year. Yeah, I've heard this name tossed around. My father told me about it, but he was trying to tell me in like a don't be afraid of it kind of a point of view, even though it sounds crappy. And so I kind of just got a convoluted like, okay, they're builders. They're cool, but they're kind of not so cool. And then another friend of mine kind of said the same thing. Like, so you have to think about it. Now I understand the Anunnaki as, you know, they're the giants. They're like the large people that came to Earth from the heavens and were cool with humans going, oh, you're gods. They were like, yeah, we're gods. And, you know, we're going to build stuff here and it's going to be awesome and we're going to make you part of it. And everybody went, ooh. And then, you know, apparently I think they may have either had a hand in building the pyramids and or also had a hand in dismantling them because, you know, they used to be covered with limestone, brilliant limestone. And even if you have, if you've ever heard remote viewers talk about it, it's always this glowing, energetic, pulsating thing. And so the shiny surface has been taken off and in a sense have been turned off or turned down low. The Palladians talk about that same thing. But the Anunnaki to me is really, you know, they are the tricksters, so much so that they not only trickster the reality, they also trickster your perception of the reality. And they cover their tracks and they see, you know, they're sneaky deaky. And as loving humans, I think they're shocking a lot. We go, what? How could you? That's amazing. Like, you know, but once you've seen what they're doing, you know, the gig is up. So again, there are many players, but they are one of them. But I don't know, like they don't, to me, they don't feel like they have a totally evil vibration by any means. Well, yeah, Bush, Cheney, all of the royal British family, well, they're more reptilian. And that's a different thing, you know, and the Greys are different too. But the reptilians, you know, the skull and bone, all of that, I mean, you know, they're a little more aggressive. Whereas the Anunnaki, I think really, you know, like if you were playing a video game, and you get to that one level and it's just not the way it was the first six levels. And you go, wah. And then there's this trick you got to find. You got to do this special move or you got to move to that. You got to open that thing in the corner. So, you know, I think maybe that's why I don't think of them as so bad because it's like they're just there to make the game interesting, but they also have their own agenda. You know, that's as far as I can see it, really, at the moment. But anyway, yeah, time to ignore them for sure. And also, you know, this is this waking up process. I mean, the more balanced that we are and the less we're obsessed with these distractions of, you know, devices. Where's my device? I can't leave home without my device. Really? Because, like, people did a lot for, like, a lot of time. Left home with no device ever. I mean, so, like, remember that. Like, maybe, you know, you were born when and devices were already here, but it doesn't mean you can't remember and practice that you are a human being and you do not need a device to survive. And understand that, you know, your Tinkerbell lives on the other side of the device being put down. Do you want to make time for fairies and some creativity and see what your brain is going to do? You know, you watch everybody else's stories. What's your story? Are you having fun? What's your new thought of the day? Did you think anything amusing or poignant or learn something about yourself. I mean, I said to me, that's Tinkerbell, you know. And Tinkerbell has also been known as a trickster, you know. So, and fairies, there's both sides. There's the positive and the negative and the fuck with you and the, you know, we'll always give you roses, you know. So, anyway, I wanted to point out also the getting angry. You know, I think that's going to happen. I think that's part of, you know, I think all these emotions are on our road. It's just a matter of what we do with them. They're all here to tell us something. So the getting angry, you know, it's putting you in a vibration that you don't want to be in, you know, hence Tai Chi was born because the monks did not want to put themselves into an aggressive standpoint or mindset. So, but they needed to defend themselves. So what do? Well, you do something that's all about flow and all about whatever you do, it doesn't matter. I can redirect it in a way that is unharmful to me. And, you know, it may or may not be harmful to you. It kind of just depends on how strong you were coming at me. You know, that whiplash is a bitch. So, you know, so I think that's what we're doing here also with our emotions. You know, do we want, just because this person is doing some cockamamie, you know what's it's, and it's not only angering because it's confusing and you're asking yourself all kinds of questions and you're angry because you feel like this can't possibly, how could you, oh, you little bugger fucker, right? But how long do you want to stay there with that hot fire? You know, the longer you're there, the more it burns. And then what? Then what? Like, where are we going with this? So I think the best thing with fire and being a fire sign, I will give you the secret of chilling the fire out, is to let it go. If you let it go, just like stopping believing in the Anunnaki and all of the lies and deceit, you're just like, ah, well, good try, fellas. You know, worked for a while. Find the humor. However you can let it go, or just go, you know what? I know you guys are a mess and it is terrible. Yes, fine. I'm going to go over here. Because I don't want to look at or think about terrible things. So change your direction. It's all about where you put your attitude and your focus and your energy. You know, that's what changes the world. Again, if we all look away and step aside, you know, no one can mess with you and they'll be gone, you know, because we'll all be looking at, you know, the balance of ourselves. And imagine if we all balanced ourselves on the planet just like that, boom, then what? I mean, everything that's a mess would just, I don't know, disappear. Could be, you know, shrivel away. So anyway, we got, 2 minutes left here. I'm going to say with the male and female side, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that next week. I think we'll definitely go into that next week. If you would like to contact me for anything, spirit therapy, a new kind of spirit therapy, finding your archetypes is a new session that I'm offering. So to help you find your own story and, you know, where you're coming from, to use these archetypal stories can be very helpful in finding out more about yourself. So anyway, Facebook, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. You can send me a private message. And check out Daughters of Isis, our sponsor for all the tools and greatness that Gwen makes over there, daughtersofisis.com. Thank you so much once again, Gia, for joining me. And hello, new guest. I hope you'll join us next week. I think we're going to talk about Who Loves You for more of the You series. So have a wonderful, wonderful week. Peace and love. Love yourself so you can love the world. And have a great one. Let's play out with the white rabbit.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you.
Feed your head. Good night.